This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Discussion is ongoing in the United States about the upcoming impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump. One of the big issues is whether witnesses should be called to testify. At a news conference Sunday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Democrats want a full, fair, and honest trial, and Republicans are holding up the process by not allowing new witnesses and documents.
What is a trial with no witnesses and no documents? It's a sham trial. And that's why we feel so strongly that there ought to be witnesses and documents. We made a very reasonable request, equal time for each side.
At a rally in Florida this weekend, however, President Trump questioned the need for an impeachment trial at all.
The vote was like 196 or something to nothing. We had three Democrats coming to our side, so we have to say it was a bipartisan vote. You call that bipartisan? Hey, no Republican went to their side.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has struck a defiant tone, saying the Nord Stream 2 and Turk Stream gas pipeline projects will be launched despite U.S. sanctions. Quoted by the Interfax news agency on December 22nd, Lavrov said that Russia plans to respond to the new measures. U.S. President Donald Trump signed the bill that included legislation imposing the sanctions on firms laying pipe for Nord Stream 2, which seeks to double gas capacity along the northern Nord Stream pipeline route to Germany. More sanctions against Russia for its alleged interference in democratic processes abroad have been approved by a U.S. Senate committee but have not been put to a vote in Congress. French President Emmanuel Macron has called on his nation's transport unions to suspend their strikes over the Christmas holidays to avoid massive travel disruptions, but he's gotten no such assurance. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The UK-based grocery chain Tesco has halted production at a factory in China after a British newspaper reported it used forced labor to produce charity Christmas cards for the supermarket. The news was discovered when a six-year-old girl found a note inside one of the cards. It was allegedly written by prisoners in Shanghai claiming they were forced to work against their will. The note added, "Please help us and notify human rights organization." Tesco said it was shocked by the report and said, "We would never allow prison labor in our supply chain." In an interview with Sky News, Isabel Hilton with the Institute for Human Rights and Business says it's compulsory for prisoners to work in China, but they're not meant to get involved in the export supply chain.
This isn't the first case of Christmas cards, for example. Sainsbury's had a case a few years back. And similar notes have been found in everything from handbags to retail clothing, all kinds of things.
Also in Britain, Queen Elizabeth II attended church near her rural retreat as her husband Prince Philip spent a night in a London hospital. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
Palace officials have not provided an update on the 98-year-old prince's condition following the announcement on Friday who's being admitted to hospital as a precautionary measure due to pre-existing condition. It's not clear if Philip will be released in time to join the rest of the royal family for Christmas at Sandringham, the Queen's country estate in Norfolk. The Queen has not altered her holiday routine and went to church on Sunday as normal, joined by her son, Prince Edward. Zaria Shakili, London.
At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizenship Amendment Act, which critics have deemed anti-Muslim. The new law allows for Hindus, Christians, and other religious minorities who are in India illegally to become citizens if they can prove they were persecuted because of their religion in Muslim-majority neighbors Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. The new law, however, does not apply to Muslims. Since the protests escalated, authorities in several parts of the country have imposed a rule prohibiting more than four people from gathering at one place. It also closed metro stations in the capital to prevent people from mobilizing and shut down the internet and text messaging service in many places. Polls have closed in Croatia after a presidential election. No candidate is expected to win an outright majority, which would mean a runoff election to be held in 2 weeks. Exit polls show leftist former Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic with a slight lead. Milanovic is challenging the conservative incumbent president Kolinda Grabar-Kitarović. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.